Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition, March Madness Hockey East Tournament on Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily at their three locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. And our segment with Boston University men's head coach Jay Pandolfo, sponsored as always by CNR Search. CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. And with that, we bring in Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo as the Terriers survive and advance in the first of two tournaments that they will have the privilege of playing in here in the postseason. The Hockey East tournament continuing Thursday at the TD Garden. That was the destination of choice for the Terriers. That was their desire, advancing from the Hockey East quarterfinals at Parker Rink this past Saturday. Coach, we welcome you in here, and it is that time of year. It'll be the 28th semifinal appearance for Boston University, which is a league record, third straight during your tenure as head coach. And looking back to Saturday's action against UMass, dare I say it, there was some playoff intensity in the building for that tilt.
Yeah, it was, we at the end of the day, we found a way to get the win in overtime. I thought the first period was fairly even. We ended up getting the power play goal, which was huge. And then the second, I thought we played, pretty well. We made a couple mistakes that cost us, but I thought overall we had probably a little bit of the better of the play, at least from a chances standpoint. And then, going into the third with the 2-1 lead, I think we knew they were going to press, and they certainly did. I thought we sat back too much. We didn't win enough battles. We weren't really strong enough around our net, and they pushed. I mean, they're a good hockey team, and they ended up tying it. And then overtime, I think there was a couple chances both ways, and we found a way to make a save and kind of just cleared the puck up the wall. And next thing you know, Eisman has the puck coming through the neutral zone, and I think we all know he's got a gift to score goals, and he did, which was a huge goal for us.
Absolutely, and made the most going back to get that lead in the first period. You know, going in that special teams opportunities are going to be limited, particularly against a UMass team that doesn't take a lot of penalties. They're among the best in the nation, but so important to cash in on that one power play opportunity. Got a great individual play from Shane LaChance, we've seen many times in the paint around the net, and also great to see Ryan Green get his 100th career point on the play.
Yeah, that was great to see. Shane, I mean, we all know Shane's, that's one of his strengths is his play around the net. He's got net great hands, and he battles around there, and that's what happened on that goal. And yeah, it was great to see Ryan Green pick up his 100th career point. He's been a great player for us for 3 years. He's had a lot of success, and we've had a lot of success because of how well he's played for us, and great to see that. So yeah, that was I think we knew that there probably wasn't going to be a lot of penalties called. It seems like the ref gave each team one and then decided to
just
put their whistles away. I don't know. There was some stuff there that I thought, I have no issue with letting the teams play, but there's certain times where, this penalties take or that should maybe be called and the other team gets a scoring chance. Those are the ones I think you still need to call.
Have that effect.
I get some of the ones that don't really affect the play, but when you're getting an offensive chance because of a penalty, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that, but I am a fan of letting the teams play.
Mm-hmm. And that was certainly the mode for the officials. You mentioned about the tying goal there after 1-0, a loss in coverage, and O'Hara's got a lot to do with that. That guy's developed into quite a horse, and in order to combat his line there with Mercury, O'Hara, Muser was the beneficiary that cleaned up on that first goal. You had Bednarik, Kaplan, and LaChance. That was a part of the chess game with the last change, and I know you were really pleased with their effort playing a heavy game to try to negate the abilities of the three on the other end.
Yeah, the top two lines for UMass, they seems like one of the two lines is on the ice the whole game.
Exactly.
He plays them a lot, so
yep.
I was trying to at least get either Bednarik or Green's line out against those two lines as much as possible. The first goal they got, that it's You know, O'Hara does that a lot where he likes to roll up like that.
Roll high.
He scored versus Vermont in a similar fashion. We knew he was going to do it. We just, our job was not to let him get inside and around, and we didn't do our job. We lost coverage there. And then there's another one there where we weren't hard enough around our net. There was a puck there that, you know, we should win. I thought we had more bodies, and we didn't. And it's going to happen. I understand. You know, they're going to compete hard too. They're trying to win. So those are things that happen over the course of the game. But yeah, I didn't love that goal from a defensive standpoint. But you know they're going to push, and they got good players too.
Speaking of good players, you got one that's coming really hard right now, and that's Sasha Bometti, and who started the year, as I said, he was about 12, so I think he's 13 now, and showing maturity. But I couldn't remember as far as getting as excited over a play at one end of the building, creating the play that he makes at the other end of the building. I mean, you know, the 2-on-1 that he had to handle, and then being able to jump up and join the rush and just bury one. That was a spectacular play on both ends. Just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, he's. I think we all have seen it, or his development over the course of the year, where he's at today. Thinking back to October, I mean, he's come. He's made huge strides, and it's been impressive. It's not a surprise because of the work he puts in and his detail. Not only on the ice, but off the ice, his practice habits, all these little things are, you know, starting to, you know, come to a head here with him and how well he's playing. Yeah, he made a great play on a 2-on-1. He's got a really good stick, and he understands how to play a 2-on-1. And then he saw the opportunity to jump up in the play. It was actually 2D. Tom had the puck.
Right.
Out. He's the one that drove through the net and opened up that seam, and Hughes made a great play to Sasha, and Sasha finished the playoff. So yeah, I think his offensive game has really come along lately too, Sasha. I think he got that first goal a few weeks back, and it just has given him confidence.
No question that how that's played out. And of course, a big turning point. I mean, it's human nature. There's got to be an effect psychologically on both sides. There was, but you were able to overcome it with the offsides goal. Boy, there was a long deliberation. It was real close. Negated a great play by Ryan Green to find Quinn Hudson, who did what Quinn Hudson did, some Quinn Hudson things in terms of putting that puck under the bar. But it's got to be deflating at that point to a certain extent to be able to roll through that.
Yeah, that was too bad. It's disappointing. I mean, we got to make sure we don't go offsides in those situations.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you go into the third period with a 3-1 lead. I think it's maybe that game's a little different. I'm not saying we got down by any means. It just seemed like, you know, you think you're up 3-1, and next thing you know, it's still, you only got a 1-goal lead, and there is a little bit of a difference there, and I don't know if that affected the way we played in the third, but you know, we certainly sat back too much in the third period.
And the tying goal there, Jay, I guess the best way to put it is Cole Hudson, full me, didn't fool the referees. You thought that wasn't a penalty when he got knocked down there. He got cross-checked and wasn't called. But just a bad break there. The centering pass ended up coming off of, I think it was Kaplan's skate, and ended up in the lap of Sunyev there to be able to tie the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, could they make that call on Sunyev with the cross-check? I'm sure they could. They decided not to. But I actually thought our coverage was fine after that. They try to make a play from below the goal line. I think we actually got I think it was Shane LaChance had a good stick. We didn't get the bounce and ended up finding a way into the slot. We had plenty of guys there, but it just ended up right on Tunio's stick, and he can really finish, and he clearly did there.
I wasn't happy the guy with the cross check ended up with the goal. Maybe that's just me.
I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. I think I got Jay's vote on that one. Anyway, you mentioned the third period, and the third period, not that he didn't play well in the first and the second, but that's where Big Mike comes up big again with coming up with 18 stops there in the third period. And once again, just his stability. I said last week, calm. You said presence. It was all there on display all the way through the third period, and he even has his little idiosyncrasies there where he pats the post once in a while if the post makes a good play.
Yeah, he seems to be good friends with the posts at times, you know. Every goalie likes the posts when they help them. We were under siege in the third, no question about it, and they do a good job of getting to your net and funneling pucks to your net. And like I said, he was calm in there, and you know, he's got that big present, and he did a good job of keeping the puck out of the net for us. You know, he only gave up one there, and they had some quality looks around our net, and he was, you know, real strong there.
13 games started and two or less goals in 11 of those outings. So that speaks for itself. Looking at a guy that, you know, maybe because the score sheet is a score sheet, but the intangibles, but a big cog has been, and I'm sure he's going to be moving forward, is Kamil Bednarik. Just his all-around game, defensive ability, three zones, face-offs, and the opportunity for him to play with those two more veteran players and bigger guys there to give you the line that you have in terms of what they bring.
Yeah, he's been a real good player for us. Really responsible, good on face-offs, real good defensively. He's always in the right spots. I think for the only thing for him, I think he wishes he finished off a few more plays.
Mm-hmm.
But he still has such an effect on the game for us. And I think it's going to come with confidence, the offensive side of things. It's not like there's a lack of chances. He's got plenty of skill to make plays and score goals. And that I think that's just going to come with maturity. But in saying that, he's been a really good player for us. And he's another guy that's really taken a huge step for us here in the second half. And, you know, we're very comfortable playing him against any other line. And that says a lot for a freshman.
If one guy I'm looking to see bury one, hopefully as soon as Thursday, it's Jack Harvey. He's been getting his chances, Jay, just a little bit snake bit, it seems like, right now.
Yeah, for whatever reason, he's having a little bit of trouble finding the back of the net. He had some really good looks on Saturday against UMass. A couple two-on-one opportunities, a couple plays in the slot. For whatever reason, it's just not going in for him. And I think it will. I don't have any doubt. I think you have more doubts when the player's maybe not getting the opportunities and not getting the scoring chances.
Mm-hmm.
The scoring chances have been there. It's just not going in for him right now. And hopefully that does change on Thursday.
And Devin Kaplan's value, I think, over the second half of the year, been a lot more disciplined. I think realizing how important it is, you can impact the game a lot more if you're not in the box and you're on the ice.
Yeah, he's been real good for us. I really like his, especially his last, I'd say, month and a half. I think really understanding how effective he can be when, you know, he's physical, he's moving his feet, he's getting to the net, he's shooting the puck more. He's got a great shot. I think the first period there, he walked down off sides. I think it might have been his first shift and rung one off the post. So he can really rip it, and it's just the mindset for him where he needs to shoot more. He looks to pass more than he looks to shoot, and he's definitely shooting the puck more because he can shoot it right by the goalie when he's willing to have that mindset.
And Jack Page will be ready to return and be part of your decor, I'm sure, here after that one game suspension.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back, and I think he's excited. You know, it's unfortunate what happened there in the Vermont game, and you get a chance to play your first playoff game, and then now all of a sudden you're not available with the suspension. But, you know, we're moving on, and we look forward to having him back.
Everybody available except for Ingham at this point. I mean, we're only so healthy this time of year, Jay, speaking for myself and you and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, Ingham and Doug Grimes are two guys that are, you know, aren't going to be able to return for us this year. And everyone else is healthy and ready to go.
And looking at UConn, you know, once again, you get in these playoff situations. Could be somebody that you saw in October, or it could be somebody fairly recently. You just saw UConn 3 weeks ago. They've been on an impressive run since, winning their last four, including the 4-5 game against Providence. Your thoughts getting ready to face this club again in the Garden?
Yeah, they're a really good team. We got our hands full with them down there at UConn. They have an identity to the way they play. They can really skate. That's one of their strengths, and they're just going to put pucks behind you and get in on the forecheck, get pucks to your net, crash the net. Really good identity they have, and they stick with it. They don't change, and it's all four lines that do it. They just come in waves. So for us, we got to make sure that, you know, we're doing our job, breaking pucks out, making sure we're strong around our net, and, you know, we got to make sure we're playing in their end, making sure we can sustain some offensive zone time so they can't get going
And as far as the quicker turnaround, playing on a Thursday at this time of year, any effect there? It's something that you really don't mind, the fact that it's a little bit earlier than usual because of the guidance event calendar, making it a Thursday-Friday scenario.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I mean, this time of year, you practice so often.
Mm-hmm.
Just one less day of practice, which is, you know, sometimes I think better. So, yeah, it's a quick week, but I think our guys are looking forward to it. They'd rather play than practice anyway, so I think it's fine. We've got enough rest here to be ready to go.
My final question, and just I've just been once again amazed by what he can do. Is there, I said to you the other day, is there a better goal scorer on the planet at any level than Cole Eisman? I mean, a guy that just has a knack. No matter what happens, it seems to go in for him. Hard, soft, roll off his stick, the puck ends up in the back and then it. Incredible.
Yeah, it just his release is just really difficult to pick up for goalies. Yeah, you know, I think on that goal there, I think the goalie saw the shot pretty well, and next thing you know, the thing's behind him. I don't know, he's just got a gift, and it's a special gift, and we're certainly glad that he's on our side. That's for sure. So yeah, it was that was fun to see. You see him pick up that puck. It's overtime, right? And you see him pick up that puck with some speed coming down the wing, and you know you're getting pretty excited that this might end up in the back of the net, and sure enough, it does. So yeah, credit to him, and he's been really good for us.
Well, the Terriers riding that coal train down the green line, as Mark Linehan would say, to the garden there, and great to see. Eisman finish the game. You mentioned about his gift. Let's hope it's a gift that keeps on giving as the Terriers move on. And 2-for-2 on trophies, Jay. You're one game away from playing for another one. Best of luck here with Thursday coming fast.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Boston University men's head coach Jay Pandolfo for his time this week on Inside BU Hockey. Jay is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search. Contact Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search. Winners join winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations. 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours, too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy, give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Our Gems of the Week this week for Boston University, sponsored by DePrisco Jewelers, are forward Cole Eisman and goalie Mikhail Yegorov. In the Terriers' pulsating Hockey East quarterfinal victory over UMass last Saturday at Parker Rink, Eisman notched his 21st goal of the season, 18th at home, at 13:59 of overtime, to propel BU back to the Garden for a Hockey East semifinal match with UConn Thursday. Yegorov continued his outstanding play and goal with a stellar 36-save performance. Since his arrival in January for the second semester, the native of St. Petersburg, Russia, has allowed two or less goals 11 times in 13 starts. DePrisco Jewelers, Diamond Jewelers since 1948, offering a hat trick of experience, no high pressure, and only top-quality certified non-conflict diamonds. Give them a call at 617-227-3339 or make an appointment online. DePrisco Jewelers at 333 Washington Street in downtown Boston. Our BU in the Pro segment this week, sponsored by Eastern Clothing, features forward Matt Nieto. The Long Beach, California native is the last remaining Terrier to compete in the NHL that played his entire four-year college career for Boston University coach emeritus Jack Parker. In fact, his last college game, the 2013 Hockey East Championship game, was also the final game behind the bench for Coach Parker. Matt posted a 44-goal, 58-assist, 102-point stat line in 115 games skating for BU. In the NHL, Nieto has played 673 games and scored 203 points, with 86 goals and 117 assists, most recently for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Eastern Clothing of Watertown, for 87 years setting the standard with quality, value, and service to its customers. Visit easternclothing.com and set up an appointment or check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Eastern Clothing of Watertown, a premium experience without the elevated price tag. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.